With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin. What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetQL Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. A lot to do here in the final 60 minutes of the show. NBA bets, hockey bets, World Cup bets for tomorrow. Games we've already bet for Week 13 in the National Football League. And our handicap of Week 13 will finish with Monday Night Football, the Buccaneers, and the Saints. Jake is informing us in the chat that he has the Donkey Kong Country music that we have asked for ready. So do we want to play it to start next segment, or do we want to hear a little bit of it now and see if we like it?
Well, why don't we, so he's saying Sticker Brush Symphony is ready now and Aquatic Ambiance will be ready next segment. I think we just do the rest of the segment with Sticker Brush Symphony under us, right? Like it's going to be all, well, I guess we have to play for games we've already bet. Yeah, we have to play sitcom. So why don't we play Sticker Brush just for the conclusion of our handicap of this week?
So like it takes the place of recommends just for right now.
Yes, because we have music kind of lined up for the other parts of the show. We have to play Dope Ass Beat. We have to play the music for the games we've already bet.
Jake, can you play the Sticker Brush Symphony remix? It's a really wacky.
Yeah, it's a little ear splitting, just to be honest.
We don't like it?
Yeah, not really.
It's okay.
I don't like it like the
starts at a weird part.
Yeah.
But it also like it starts at a weird Jake, is that where it starts? Because like that's like 20 seconds into the song. That's not how it starts.
Yeah, so that was like I had to mix it up a little bit because the buildup was really slow. So I tried to play with it a little bit.
All right, we'll give it another try with Aquatic Ambiance, but appreciate the effort. We could, yeah. We'll
it's not Jake's fault. It's not Jake's fault. The song sucks.
Totally.
Selling a little or a lot.
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's the line? Why should I apologize? He's the one.
Why should I change? Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
All right. So thank you to Jake for the effort there. Aquatic ambiance coming up later. All right. So we'll finish our handicap here. Week 13 in the National Football League, where we had some major movement yesterday with this Bucs-Saints game. This is Monday Night Football. I can't believe we're going to have to watch the Buccaneers in the playoffs because, like, they're going to win this division. Or maybe Carolina will win. It's just going to be really stupid.
Well, and not only are they going to win their division, or not only are they very likely to win their division, they're going to host a playoff game. And we kind of already know who the opponent is.
A team that they throttled in week one.
And it's the Dallas Cowboys, who are almost certainly going to be the five seeds. Almost no question. Like, this is the matchup. Already start handicapping that game. Like, already go ahead and start handicapping it. It's by far the most likely game.
We'll do that tomorrow, right? Maybe we'll do our playoff sim tomorrow or Thursday.
Sure.
One of the
yeah, we'd start tomorrow, maybe. So we'll talk about it. We'll see what we want to do content-wise. We will do the playoff sim this week, and we will do it before Friday.
Oh, man, because, like, tomorrow is, like, World Cup. It moved, like, four guests and the playoff sim. Like, sign me up.
And Argentina up during the show. Yeah, or Argentina on during the show, I should say.
Yes, and basically that was basically, like, we just planned tomorrow's show. We'll see. We'll see if maybe that's going to be the finalized plan. Anyway, Tampa, a 3.5-point home favorite on Monday night against New Orleans. This was as high as 6 on Sunday night. And, like, I said it on the show yesterday. I bet New Orleans. They're, like, I love the Saints, just that, like, there's... Like, the number's not going to be this, I don't think. Like, my number of the game's lower than that. Not, like, to this degree. Total is 40. So, Tristan Wirfs is high ankle sprain. He's Tampa's best offensive lineman. He's the right tackle. Donovan Smith's the left tackle. But, like, Wirfs is unbelievable. Like, on a kind of, like, a Hall of Fame trajectory through the first 3 years of his career. I'm not saying he's going to get there, just that he's amazing. Now, he's out, and this Tampa offensive line is going to be even worse. Now, it's the Saints, and, like, they're head coaches, Dennis Allen. But they're getting healthier now as well. And a bad result for New Orleans on Sunday, but like really probably like could have beaten the 49ers in that game. Basically played San Francisco at their place like a standstill. So Ken, at the current number, pen, pencil, blood, or blank, Tampa laying 3.5 at home against New Orleans.
Haven't bet the game yet. One other angle that you should mention, and I'm not saying this is actionable, but just worth noting. This is the team that drives Tom Brady crazy in the regular season the last few years. Right. I mean, this is the team that has his number completely. Even the first meeting between the teams, hotly contested, extremely low-scoring game, was in New Orleans. Jameis Winston started at quarterback for New Orleans in the game.
We were in Vegas.
Yeah. A really, like, could have gone either way, kind of dreck fest, basically. I mean, just like not unwatchable, but really not a high-quality football game, offensively, at least in the game. So just like, there's almost that part of it, too, where I think people see the Saints at a big number against Tampa with Brady as the quarterback. It's like, well, that's probably good. That's probably going to go down. Yeah, Wirfs into that. Yeah, Tampa's performance against Cleveland, where should have covered. Game ends and they win by 7. Maybe you still get this movement because Wirfs' injury is part of it. But, you know, Tampa obviously should have put away Cleveland and should have won by margin probably in the game and didn't. And all of that being said, so what, I bet Tampa against Seattle and then they went on their bye. And then I bet them last week. I'm not there yet. I actually have I'm like pretty close. My number in the game is between 4 and 4.5. That's my number in the game. And Tampa's rating keeps kind of getting downgraded a little bit, basically, as they keep just not getting as much credit in the market as I'm expecting. Didn't get bet against Cleveland like I thought they would. Got bet a little bit, but not as much as I thought. Have to downgrade him a little bit. Didn't play as well in the game as you would thought. Have to downgrade him a little bit. That's kind of how I get here. At the same time, just like the fact that not the Saints have to be like ultra competitive in the game or win to cover this number. This is not some big San Francisco 49ers point spread like what we had last week. Just Dennis Allen on the road. That's a tough thing to get behind with the number looking like this. So I have not bet anything in the game yet, but we are long past the point where I would, and I could have bet a 6. And I remember looking at it. And I was like, there's something about the Saints in the second half of the season. And I don't want any part of it in like any game that they played. I feel like I haven't been on them in like 9 weeks. Basically, I just can't get myself to bet this team, even though it was like a small edge versus my number. So now the only decision is going to be bet Tampa or no, find a way to play Tampa. You could, you know, first of all, you could just bet their money line if you really wanted to. You could parlay their money line with something else that we like if you want to just like, you know, reduce the amount that you have to commit, but you take more risk because you need 2 outcomes. Buffalo's money line, Cleveland's money line, something Baltimore. In the kind of that non-teasable range. You know, there's a few other options. There's actually, I thought there was another small point spread that fit that description. I mean, honestly, like if you really think Fields is less likely to play, Packers money line. I mean, there's a few ways to go here in terms of putting. I'm not kind of advocating for one over the other.
Rodgers, Brady, 2-team money line parlay.
Right. Your bet only loses if Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady loses a game. It's the only way your bet loses. Now, granted, that's happened about 10 times already this season, but you know.
As an aside, I just looked at one of my accounts and it was up more money than I thought it was. And I forgot that I had bet Netherlands to win Group A. So I just saw that number.
Oh, yeah. I haven't checked those yet. Those are processed.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
big time. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I was just like, where did this money come from? And I clicked and it's the Netherlands.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty good. Yeah. Got that 1-0 exact score, got under, got both teams not to score. That was a good day. That was a good day of soccer. We'll try to do it again at the end of the show.
Maybe not so much for me, but yeah.
Find ways to play Tampa. Never New Orleans if it's 3.5. It's never going to get back to a number where we're going to have a New Orleans conversation. It's find ways to play Tampa or don't play
is
the game.
Is it going
to
be 3?
I haven't bet the game yet.
Is it going to be 3? No, never, right?
How do you not get immediate resistance in the market when the number goes to 3?
Well, my thought is like selfishly, like what I would like to do is have Tampa 3 and New Orleans 6.
Tristan Wirfs could be Orlando Pace, or as I would call him, our Orlando Pace. And Tampa was still 3 on the road at Cleveland. We think New Orleans is some amazing step up from Cleveland that now in a home game, the difference between the teams is negligible. I don't think so. I swear I'm going to end up on Tampa again in some way. It's unbelievable.
I mean, I am too. Maybe I have Tampa money line parlay a couple different ways already. So I think Tampa's going to win the game.
So you have Saints plus six and Tampa money line parlays?
Yes.
It's only Tuesday. You're already like fully loaded on this game. It's unbelievable. Well, that's really
like,
funny.
Listen, like I take your advice. It's like I'm looking at the lines and I'm like, where's this line going to go? Up for Tampa? Never. It's going to go down.
Oh, at six. So, yeah, at six. That's what you're talking about.
Correct. Right? At six. Correct. So, okay. That taken out of the equation, I agree with Ken. So the people that are like, well, who cares about your bet that you made 48 hours ago? Fair enough. What about right now? It's like, it's Tampa or nothing. It's never New Orleans here. It's the Bucks or nothing here at this number.
Right. And maybe we could also be wrong. Maybe it becomes, but like, how is it? When did they play? No. 48 hours. Right. 48 hours ago, they played Cleveland on the road and were 3.25. They're going to be home Saints 3. What kind of stupid adjustment is that?
I would love for that adjustment to be made so I could bet it. I could register my opinion.
Right, like three and a half and no Wirfs. Like, okay. Like, not sure. The key number of three. Totally. More than that, great offensive lineman out. I understand. Team that's given him fits, to be fair. And low total. So, like, okay, cool. Like, it's not crazy town yet. Like, 3 is crazy. 3 is completely, they were just 3 on the road to Cleveland. What do you view the true difference between Cleveland and New Orleans? It's very
small. Browns are better. Browns are better.
Right, but even if you disagree that the Browns are better, the difference between the teams is very small. How could it be a big difference? It's impossible. They're both mediocre and not very good.
We're talking the Jacoby Brissett Browns, and that was who started.
Right, well, because that's what the market was last week, was the Jacoby Brissett Browns. Yes. So
people would be like, well, they have Deshaun Watson now. It's like, that's not what we're saying.
Right, so nothing yet. Maybe we're crazy and it does go to 3. Maybe there's so much interest in New Orleans. I can't understand why at 3.5 there, that would still be the case. But you're gonna load up on Dennis Allen on the road at a little more than a field goal against this team. And it's not even that this team has to be good, but just like, this seems like a terrible idea.
Rumor has it Dennis Allen's the reason why you've lost all your bets. Picking 10. You like that, right? I don't know. Whenever I hear the song Rumor Has It, I'm always just like, Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen. What a great song. Adele's got some bangers, man.
When was her... did she have an album even in the last couple of years? Because obviously she had like the huge comeback, performed at the Grammys, and then had that album. There was another album after that, right?
It came out like a year ago. It's terrible.
I kind of remember this. What was the single off of it? Was there a single off of it that was like memorable?
I don't know. There was a song that... I thought it was... And I have an open mind with this stuff. Like, I listen to stuff, and if I like it, if I think it's good, I think it's good. Just because I don't like something doesn't mean it's bad. It's my opinion. I thought it was brutal. Like, brutal.
And she, is she still dating Rich Paul?
I think so.
Maybe. Oh, and she names all her albums after her age, right? Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, Mike Brown sang... Honestly, she sounds like a cat being tortured on that song. Go easy on me, babe. It's a terrible song. It's awful.
That sounds like the end of that Messi call. Messi!
Easy on me, babe.
Jake, do you have the Messi call by any chance that we played the other day? No, we didn't play it today. We played it yesterday. We definitely didn't play it today. Today we were doing U.S. stuff. There's no way we played it.
Usually
there's a pause and then goal starts. And it's like, well, why would I do that? I'll just enunciate whatever the last word. It's like, I was eating at a restaurant and we ate outside.
Honestly, I think it worked.
For Lionel Messi!
Like, it's actually, I'm being serious right now, it's a brilliant call. It's brilliant.
I mean, is brilliant the right word? He just keeps saying the word. Is that that's brilliant? Like, that's a stroke of genius?
No, because it was a conscious decision made in the moment. Like, he gets the ball, right? Because we all saw the play. And, like, imagine you're watching it live. It's probably even better live. Like, I wasn't watching it live.
Sure.
See it like that. I saw it happen without the sound off. Where, like, he gets the pass from Di Maria, knocks it down, shoots it immediately. So, in that moment, John Strong has a decision to make. It's like, this is either going to be a disjointed call of the goal, or I am just going to ride this out to the finish and let like the visual tell the story here.
Right in the crowd.
I think it's yes. I actually think it's brilliant. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he made that conscious decision in the moment that I need to stick and do this, and then he actually performed it. Like, it was performance art. He nailed it.
He actually stuck the landing on holding. I mean, we joke and like we can't hold it, which is really Jake. Can we play it one more time, real quick, for like 10 seconds?
Oh, I could definitely hold that easily.
Messi.
I do right now every day, and it's longer than that.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left here? Ready? Coming up next, the games we've already bet right now.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.